Hello, this weekend the church celebrates the 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 16, verses 10 to 13. Jesus said to his disciples, "The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones, and the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If, therefore, you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. It's in our human nature that we tend to move about our lives believing that we're building a life in a world that will last forever, but everything that we have and create or use will one day be gone. Today's gospel reading calls us to let go of the temporal and material things that fill our lives and instead to seek to possess the lasting treasures of God, love of family and friends, the meaning that comes from living the principles of justice and mercy, the joy of helping others attain their dreams and hopes for themselves and their families. The loving relationships that we share gain us treasure in heaven. No act of terrorism, injustice, violence, hatred, or indifference can take away the love that we share. These things may change the way that we can express that love. We will not see our loved ones again when they die. We won't be able to relate to them in the ways that we've grown accustomed. But nothing can take that love away. And nothing can keep that love from being fulfilled in the kingdom of God. All love comes to us from God, and it is the greatest treasure we have in this life, and the only treasure that we will bring from this life to the next. As we pray about our gospel reading this week, may we recognize those areas of our lives that keep us from the love of God and one another. May we have the courage and the wisdom to change our lives in ways that will bring us closer to the love of God and closer to our salvation.